Again, that's all. Come on, Anna, do it.
Oh.
Happy Wine Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, that was a short wind-up.
So sorry, so sorry. I'm slacking a little bit because I'm already in pre-vacation mode.
What? Where are you going?
Well, it's a long Labor Day weekend. I'm going absolutely nowhere, but
fast.
I'm there already. That's the gist of it.
I love Labor Day weekend.
I know, me too. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. It is Wine Wednesday, and you're listening to the Vero Insider with your hostess, with the Moses, Anna Valencia. Sitting beside me, Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar.
Hello.
My partner in crime.
Yep.
You know, I never really understood the value.
Stood.
Well, the profile that's happening on my tongue right now is something amazing.
Oh, really? Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell them what you're drinking.
I'm drinking the Mont Gravatt. This is that Colombard that's exclusively at Blue Star Wine Bar. And it's something that we're toying with as a possible varietal feature for the upcoming strides for Relay for Life. And it's that big rally kickoff out west of town at the outlets, at the Vero Beach outlets, October 17th.
So it's a sexy, classy little French white.
Yeah, this is something gorgeous. But this is 100% Colombard, though, right?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that it's interesting?
It's very unique.
I've never had 100% Colombard, and it's beautiful.
Deliciously dry, fruit forward wine with beautiful fragrant aromas of fresh pears and peaches.
Pears, yummy. It is. It's got that Danjou pear flavor to it, crisp.
It's yum. And I think that'll
be
really nice for
it. It's like a Chardonnay with a little bit more going on in it.
Yeah, it's sort of like a nice blend between like a Sauve Blanc and a Chardonnay.
Yeah, exactly.
Making magic. They made a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is what we get.
Thank God for that.
By the glass.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Delicious.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this is something that we're kind of toying with as a possible varietal feature. And you know, one of the sponsors of the show, White Glove, who we love.
We love White Glove.
White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery.
Boy, I tell you what, this town is thick with those trucks. I mean, everywhere I go, they're
nice
everywhere.
Looking. I know.
They are good looking trucks. Like
yep.
that.
Yep. Local, national moves. But, you know, they have this welcome to your new home bag, which is a great feature. So after
Goodie
you
bag.
Get all settled in, that's right. It's full of goodies with like coupons to local
swag bag.
Businesses. I know.
Swag bags.
And it has a bottle of wine.
Really?
In the bag.
Yep.
So we're experimenting. This show, folks, is experimenting with some of the wine varietals that we can fill in the White Glove wine bag.
Ha! Absolutely.
Awesome. Somebody's got to do this work.
It's a very difficult job that you have.
I know.
Having to taste and judge and sample and carry on and whatnot.
It's somebody has to do this, Kitty.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. What a successful month August was. I can't believe it's already rolling out. Jeez,
Five weekends in 1 month. Are you kidding me? I'm exhausted.
Yet so happy.
Yes.
So this past weekend was really good for you. You guys had Mojo there.
Yeah, we did.
And they rocked the house on Saturday.
They did.
And who do you have tonight? It's Wine Wednesday. You got Dickie Fredericks.
He's awesome.
He's way awesome.
Dickie is hard charging,
and diverse.
Rock and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And people just love to get up and dance to Dickie.
And that's perfect for a Wednesday. It's hump day.
Absolutely. Yeah. We kind of
take it literally.
We treat Wednesday like Friday or Saturday. Get out there and have some fun.
And technically, we can get really started this Friday because you can last all the way through.
All weekend long.
Including Monday.
Exactly. And you know what's really crazy is Sunday we will be open from 5 until probably around 9. Because we've got that Vero Beach Lifeguard Association.
Pub crawl.
Yep. Fundraiser. Let's get these lifeguards some money so they can continue to save our lives.
Most definitely.
And there's a fun pub crawl. I think does it start at Waldo's? It starts at Waldo's and it goes to a bunch of different bars and you get to go and
everything up on
hang out
down
with all
Ocean
those
Drive.
Lifeguards. Save my life, boys. Yummy,
so
deliciousness.
Handsome. Well, we got to play with a lot of them just at last month's rooftop.
Yeah, that was a bunch of fun.
And brought some awareness. You know, obviously they are not funded by the city as a whole.
Right.
So they have to
The county. They get a little bit from the county. They lost some of their funding, but not all of it.
Right. So they need to find that supplemental. And what a fun event. and obviously teaming up with great local establishments.
And I think that, you know, they've got they've made calendars and stuff like that and t-shirts, so there's all kinds of fun goody stuff that you can buy and support your lifeguards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun just going out and having a beer with them. They're a bunch of fun guys.
They're an animated group.
Yes,
that's for
they
sure
are.
And so it's really that whole stretch of Ocean Drive on Sunday is going to be dedicated from 5 o'clock to, like you said, 9 o'clock or so.
5, 8, 9, you know.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Who knows?
And then from there, let's see. Oh, it's a poker card. Is that what you're saying, Donna?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's a poker run. Yep.
Oh, okay.
So you get cards at each
and
stop.
And each stop.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't really notice that. Oh, no, they did that last year, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's
They sure did.
I got to get better at what's a good hand and what's not. I'm like, they're all the same.
I think as long as there's a glass of wine in my hand, that's a good hand.
That's a good hand. Wiley Nash is on Friday.
Yeah, I know.
Who doesn't love that?
Lily Lavon and Gary and Dave and everyone. We love Wiley Nash.
It's going to be so awesome. And then Matt and Bruce on the 31st.
Yep.
That's going to end the month with a bang.
A bang.
What's up?
Shebang.
Kids are back at school. Loving that. First full week this week.
I don't know. You know, I know all the parents are like ready to cry tears of joy that the kids are back in school.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
For the record, it's pretty fantastic.
Yep.
So let's do some fun facts about Labor Day because as much as we all enjoy the holiday and the paid day off, there's actual some legitimate reasons.
I get paid to take that day off. I'm so excited about
that. I know, right? It's just, I hope it's good weather.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be perfect. So it's September 2nd this year, and it's always celebrated the first Monday in September.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And in many other countries, May Day, which is May 1st, technically, is the day that working people are honored. And so most of the European countries celebrate May Day.
Oh, in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when May is.
Right. Is that technically spring? Yeah, because June starts summer, right?
Yeah, because if you think about Europe, they're so much farther north than us. They're just coming out of that long winter snap.
Oh, and they're so happy. And there's tulips then.
Yes.
Tulips make people happy.
Tulips.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But there are, as of July 2013, there are about 155.8 million Americans employed in the U.S.
I think that we're all overemployed.
We work too hard. Yeah, most people are working part-time against their will is what I had seen. But 155.8 million Americans that are going to be the reason behind the celebration on September 2nd of Labor Day. Let's celebrate it by not working.
I love that.
I know.
Let's go boating.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's bring some of this Mont Gravant available by the glass at Blue Star Wine Bar. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what she likes.
Is that on happy hour?
No, I haven't, but I should. What? It's not a bad idea.
Because happy hour is awesome.
Definitely
at
could. Yeah, absolutely. 3 to 6 every day.
Every day.
Every day. $5 wines, $4 appetizers, and $3 beers.
It's brilliant.
Bam.
It's brilliant. You know what I'd like to give you some credit for is your diversity of beers. You know, you go other places
and it
just lacks and pale. I thought
you were give me
impale.
Diversity on staffing. Just kidding.
I love that too.
Yeah. No,
you have people that are short. You have people that are tall.
We have curly hair and straight hair.
I know. It's so diverse. It's like coming into like, you know, the meeting of the entire union.
I know.
What is that? United Nations.
It's like multigrain toast, sourdough, and white toast. All in the same bag.
Oh, but then there's rye in there. You know, it's my least favorite bread. Rye, it's so bitter.
You
don't
understand.
I don't understand why people even like it.
Pumpernickel, it's fun to say.
And it makes for that good chip in the Gardetto's blend.
What?
Isn't that pumpernickel?
Yeah, you're right. It
Isn't
is.
It?
That's so funny. I never noticed that.
It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Doused with a little garlic.
Are you hungry?
I am. That'd go good in your hummus, Kitty.
Hummus,
that'd go delicious in your hummus.
It would be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about some activities since we are talking about Labor Day and something fun to do over Labor Day. Let's play a little golf.
Yeah, you love you some golf.
I am gaining.
I'm more of a, maybe I'll go to the beach and, you know, be shark bait for a while. That's fun.
When was shark bait week? When did you tell Charlie that was? That was a couple weeks ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. That was funny.
That was
did
a
you
funny
take him
commercial.
To the beach?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Yeah, there you go.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But no, so, well, golf is good.
Golf is good.
It's not good for everybody.
Yep.
But for those of you that are loving golf and you happen to have a junior, any child 7 or over, Sandridge has launched their fall junior golf program.
Nice.
And it's a wonderful program. It lasts 4 weeks, and it's only like an hour, so it's not too long. It's not too much of a commitment.
Sure, yeah.
And there's 3 different sessions. But it's on Tuesdays after school from 4:30 to 5:30.
Nice.
And the first session starts the day after Labor Day.
Oh, perfect.
September 3rd.
With Bella. Bella Nagy.
And the instruction will cover the rules and etiquette, putting, chipping, pitching, and full swing fundamentals. And you know what they say? It's all about the short game.
Really?
Let's talk about delicious Adam Scott, who just won over the weekend.
Oh, I saw that.
Hello.
What a great job.
Yeah. Like, he did not think he was going to win. Impressive comeback. More importantly, let's talk about his pants.
Yeah.
He's delicious. That man, bend over a little
bit
more.
Is it because he's so colorful?
He is colorful. I love me a good South African. No, he's Australian, right?
He's Australian, I
believe. Oh, God, he's handsome.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm not even into blondes and blue eyes. That's like not my thing, but I could, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the what they're doing for golf.
You just wish you had a bigger TV set.
I know. Putting in the Christmas list, folks. Putting in a Christmas list. So, yeah. So, the fall junior program for Sandridge, if you link to theveroinsider.com, you'll get to the Sandridge website and you can register. And it's only $50 for all 4 weeks of instruction with, you know, a leading golf pro.
There you go. That's
genius.
Brilliant.
I know. We love us some Bella. He's actually coming soon to record with us.
That's the genius of Florida, golfing year-round.
Year-round. And then, you know, if there's a rain day, the kids will just go that Thursday. So it's on Tuesday for practice, and then they'll just go in on Thursday. And it's
perfect.
Done. Genius.
Yep.
Yep, that's what I'm saying. And, you know, if you take your kid out and you want them to ride along, do 9 holes, 18 holes, it's only $1.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's awesome.
So they're really trying to bring it back to the children.
Yeah, well,
you know,
it's nice
because
that's a good family sport, really. Golf,
most definitely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
it.
Great
going
weather.
Around, hitting balls, chasing them, whatever.
You can bring your dog.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No.
No, not at all. That'd be very disrupting. Very disrupting. Well, listen, folks, it's the Vero Insider. Don't you go anywhere. More in store for this weekend, Labor Day.
The Patio has brought back their famous all-you-can-eat brunch Sundays from 10 to 2. Also, daily early bird specials Monday through Saturday, 4 to 5:30. Enjoy prime rib, chicken marsala, pork tenderloin, fresh fish, and more. And remember, you get soup, salad, and dessert with your meal. Lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, happy hour 4:30 to 6, and their famous two-for-ones and half-price appetizers from 9 to close. The Patio brings you live music every Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. The Patio, Vero's landmark for great food and good times.
With hurricane season fast approaching, it's so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free of charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance. Proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider. Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Squeaky,
yeah,
I know. Whoop, whoop. Can you guys hear that? Can you hear that, listeners? Donna, we need some WD-40 on the mic.
I don't know. I kind of like the way it squeaks. That's kind of funny.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. It's Wine Wednesday. You're listening with Anna Valencia and Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar as we tell you where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. You know what I did this weekend that was really fun?
No idea.
I went to the big Treasure Coast Exchange Club fundraiser. Night of Lights is no longer in existence.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, it was a sad day.
That was always such a fun event.
I know. So instead of being sad about it, they decided to put a big comedy show extravaganza on. And Jonathan over at Riverside Theater was gracious enough to provide the venue. And they had some amazing baskets that they auctioned off.
Sweet.
And one of the baskets had a bunch of pepperoni in it. So that was the one I bid on. The other one had lottery tickets, the chance to win millions of dollars, and I opted for the basket of meat.
I think the pepperoni's more of a sure thing.
Hello. Yeah. I know, right? Yeah. I was looking at the odds. I was like, organic salsa pepperoni or some scratch-off tickets.
Yeah, maybe not so much.
It could have been either way. But yeah, that was a really good event, and it was, you know, $30 for a ticket. So it's those kind of...
When was that? Friday, Saturday?
That was Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So it's those kind of things that we want to promote here.
Absolutely.
On the Vero Insider, because it makes sense. I mean, it's a manageable... You can wrap your head around that.
Absolutely.
Dinner, drinks, souvenir cup. Who doesn't want a souvenir cup that changes colors?
I do.
I love the cups at Blue Star Wine Bar.
You do?
I do.
Why is
They're
that?
They're not really cups. They're fabulous wine glasses, folks.
They are fabulous wine
glasses. And I
want to
hear
glasses.
A tink when I'm cheersing.
Tink. Tink.
Salut. And you know when is the best time to cheers? Is like when people are doing big wedding parties.
Yeah.
And you know, right now there is bridal expos all up and down the Treasure Coast. And Blue Star Wine Bar is one of the leading venues for the bachelorette parties, the wedding rehearsal dinners.
We do
the after
lot
party.
Of bridal showers.
Yeah, you do.
We do.
Showers. And
I
you
get
can...
a lot of call for that.
And, you know, what people might not know is that Blue Star does offer the private use of the establishment, you know, for the
sure,
for certain parties.
Yeah. We've done that before.
Most definitely. They have like
and not just wedding parties. One of our best parties that we did was last year right after New Year's Eve. And it actually was just a big family get-together.
Like a little reunion kind of thing?
Yeah, it was. There were about 100, 150 people there, and they rented us out on the Friday after New Year's Eve and threw this big banging party there. It was awesome.
That is awesome. Well, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, on a Sunday afternoon is a really nice time to have a bridal shower. And, I mean, Blue Star isn't open on Sundays and Mondays right now, but... Hey, you can, you know, they can have the private party.
Parties on, yeah, absolutely. Saturday afternoon, Sunday.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Stuff like that.
Because things don't get kicking there until about 3. So, I mean, there that's an option, and it accommodates a lot of guests. And it's very, I mean, honestly, just like your ad says, the place really sparkles.
It does kind of sparkle.
I know. I love all the lights there. And is that really Bougainvillea that's out front?
It is,
is
yes.
That on Bougainvillea Street and Fresh Bougainvillea?
And
people, could you ask for more?
It is. It is beautiful, too, because for some reason that Bougainvillea is really happy there, and it just flowers year-round.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I need to go out and beat it up and trim it back a little bit. But you
I
know,
let her do that to me, too, folks.
The meaner you are to Bougainvillea, the more it loves you. It just likes a hard time.
And then and it's so earthy and delicious. Hey, anything new and exciting on your menu right now?
I'm trying to think about that. Actually, I'm in the middle of redoing the menu. Our menu's been pretty static for a little while. And since I've been taking some time off recently with my
creative juices.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been working on changing the menu around. So look for new things in the next couple of weeks.
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
I'm loving that. And the best way for people to keep up with some of that, of course, aside from tuning into the Vero Insider every week, is to check out the Facebook page of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then, let's see. Tommy Danaher with Statewide Insurance. You know, this is for those listeners that have a business, you know, and you have a commercial piece of property.
Sure.
Right now, I tell you what, it's flood time. It's flood season. You know, I was talking with one of our designers, and she was saying how a couple years back, she had a place over on Royal Palm Point.
Yeah.
And the whole thing had flooded. And because... there was no, like, violence that had come through the, you know, no windows were smashed
yeah.
or anything like that. That because it was, like, just a legitimate flooding, that it was nothing was covered. So she lost all of that inventory.
Seriously?
And everything. Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
It way sucks.
Yeah.
And had she had Tommy Danaher, Statewide Commercial Insurance, take a peek at that, you know, she could have known that that was a serious laugh.
Threat, yeah.
In her coverage, and when you're on water, which most of Vero is.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, you want just a second pair of eyes. It's completely complimentary, but you can link to Tommy Danaher from theveroinsider.com and be able to get that, because, I mean, it's a tragic story when she was telling me, you know, and she moved her whole operation. Now she's, you know, out west and just for fear of water.
For fear of water.
You can't be scarred about water. We live in Vero Beach.
Plan for the water.
Oh my gosh, you should be Tommy's marketing girl.
Oh, please.
That was good.
Yeah, there you go.
Plan for the water.
Plan for the water.
Don't fear the water.
Don't fear the water. It's you know, full moon, high tide, certain times of the year, it's an option.
Now let's talk about this ganache that you've brought with you.
Yeah, the Vero. Anora Vero. That I just got that in. It's from Catalayud, which is an area in Spain that I really, really like. It's a Spanish Garnacha, very rich, dark, red, just tons of flavor.
Well, the label is so
chocolate,
attractive.
Cherry,
are you ready
cocoa.
For a little splash?
It's gorgeous. It's got a beautiful silk label on it with an embossed print on it.
That has some like colorful feathers, if you will, which is right up my alley.
Absolutely. It's got a female's face on it and then colorful feathers coming off of her hair.
Isn't that pretty, Donna?
It's absolutely gorgeous.
And it's all embossed and raised. Mm-hmm. It's very high end. It has a nice deep punt.
Yep.
For those just tuning in and they don't know what a punt is.
But it's a great wine as well. It's just amazing.
Kitty, what is the punt? Can you tell everybody what a punt
is?
The
punt is the divot in the bottom of the bottle, that little thing in the bottom of the bottle that you stick your thumb in when you're pouring the wine to hold on to the bottle.
Yeah. And they say that the deeper the punt, the more elegant the wine.
You know why? You know what that is? That some wines have a deeper punt is because, like, when you think of your wines that age for a long time, your classic Cabernets, your older Shirazes, things like that.
The big boys.
The big boys. Well, those wines have come from grapes with, say, thicker skins. There's more sediment.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, they a lot of them aren't unfiltered. So the punt, by having that divot in the bottom of the bottle that pushes up, when you take your bottle from on its side from the cellar and stand it up and leave it up for about a half an hour before you open it, it allows the sediment to collect in that little ring down in the bottom.
And so prevent it from getting into your glass.
And prevent it from circulating back into the wine.
Well, that's good to know. See, that's why we tune into the Vero Insider, because there's all this scoop.
Yeah.
All this goodness.
Hopefully that little ring will catch the sediment and keep it from getting put back in the wine.
You know, I had a, you know, we're obviously investigating. White Glove does a lot of moving and a lot of storage. And, you know, there's the talks of, you know, storing people's wines. And it's amazing the true collectors out there and the precision. And I mean, even just the certification that collectible wines have to validate,
yeah.
If you will. I mean, it's something. So you know that they have deep punts in those bottles.
The provenance of the wine, how it's stored and
that nose is pure
taken
heaven.
Care of. Isn't it gorgeous? I thought you would love that.
Is that by the glass?
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh. And you know, a Garnacha is so appealing because it has it's a varietal that's very good for the American palate. It's got a lot of like cherry and vanilla in the finish.
Absolutely.
It's very approachable.
Lots
it's not
of chocolate
too heavy.
And kind of cocoa in there, little coffee. But it's got just an enormously large flavor
profile. Oh,
that's
gorgeous. Hey, did you see the little press release about White Glove and teaming up with Move for Hunger?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. If we're getting ready to do a big food drive. September is Hunger Awareness Month. So September 5th. That's just next week. It's orange is the color of hunger. So try and wear all orange, people, September 5th. And it just helps promote hunger awareness. And as people are moving and relocating.
I love orange.
I know. I live in Florida just so I can wear bright colors, I tell you what. And then, of course, we are accepting nonprofits that are interested in being featured at one of Blue Star Wine Bar's rooftops, which is the third Saturday of every month.
Right.
We are looking for nonprofits to be able to feature, and they can bring literature and have a little table.
Absolutely. Yep.
I mean, my goodness.
We're doing it quarterly, and I think the next one coming up is the Safe Space, the Walk a Mile in Our Shoes.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What a great cause.
We did that last year, and it was really successful.
Men in High Heels is always successful.
Men in Red High Heels.
Hello.
Stilettos.
Hello, people.
Yeah.
That's for the
domestic violence, the Safe Space Shelter, which is just a great thing.
It's an important thing. I mean, we have to be aware. We have to be observant.
Right.
Got to see the signs.
We love men against violence, domestic violence. It's great.
Yeah, because those doors don't just come out and hit you.
And it's not just men. I mean, it's men and women against domestic violence.
Listen, thanks for tuning into the Vero Insider. Happy Labor Day, folks. Enjoy your time off on Monday.
And
we'll see you at Blue Star Wine Bar this weekend.
There you go.
Cheers.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
In a dark seesaw, please follow the leader. So Eric B, we are.